I welcome Victoria back to the podium.
Your questions, please. Or comments.
Can you explain just a little bit about, I guess I want to say the polity of how it is that those of you who have been ordained are serving? Does that make sense?
How we are serving?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's supporting you and
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. We are doing many different kinds of ministries, from chaplains in hospitals to hospice, of course, where I also do ministry myself, to small faith congregations, to spiritual directors. None of us, of course, have a parish sanctioned by a bishop in the traditional Roman Catholic Church. But we all are serving, for the most part, I would say there are 90% of us all have small faith congregations. There are over 120 of us women priests right now across the United States. There are about 25 in Europe and about an equal number of to that in Canada. And we have two women who've just been ordained in the country of Colombia. So we're slowly moving out. Now, how are they...
how are you finding call churches to serve?
Okay, sure. Some cases, women have put out the word through friends, through communities that they've already been part of, and small faith congregations have started that way. Others have literally had a group right along with them all the way, and they were called forth from that community. And for example, myself, in San Francisco, I was invited to give a homily at Trinity Episcopal Church about 3 years ago. And after I gave the homily, the pastor there said, "Would you please start a Roman Catholic community in our midst?" And so I'm happy to say there are two wonderful members of Sophia in Trinity here, and we've been celebrating almost 4 years together with one another, Michael and Maria. Will you stand up? There they are, Sophia and Trinity. Would you like to say something? Yes. Okay. I'd also like to say that Maria Eitz is a candidate in Roman Catholic women priests. So she will be ordained, God willing, in the next few months. Yay. Did you want to say something, Maria?
Well, actually, you are saying it very wonderfully, but for me,
hold it closer to your mouth.
Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a convert, and before I started on this path, I had lost all the things that one usually has. My country, I'm from Germany, my family, and so... Now, since I feel that I must do what I must do, there is nothing that I could possibly lose anymore, no matter what any pope would say. I can only gain. Besides, in this whole talk of the church, what the church says to people, it always stumps me that they forget that God wouldn't say that. And they certainly forget what Jesus has said and says again and again and again with each baptism, with each Eucharist. Anyway, I also thought I was too old to become a priest. But it is not for me. It is for my granddaughters and for all the girls and for the world, because I think in Jesus, the fullness of mankind, the fullness of the human being exists. And if the time would have been right in terms of, you know, culture, because he is fully man and fully woman, he could have been a woman. Hmm. He can be a woman. Hmm. And that is why I think there will be women priests from now on, because like a birth in process, you cannot stop it. That's how God arranged it.
Thank you, Maria. I also just now noticed, as Maria was speaking, that there is a woman, also another person, a member of Roman Catholic Women Priests, who was just ordained deacon a week ago. Right, Maureen? Maureen Mancuso, would you stand up? Yes. Yay! Have I answered your question? Before we go on to the next question, have I answered your question? Yes, thank you.
I would like to ask this group to pray for a good friend of mine who is very seriously considering ordination to the priesthood within the next several months. Her case is interesting because she's employed by a religious community of Catholic sisters, but she's been very open and honest with the leadership of this community, and they have been very supportive of her, which I'm really glad for her, and for that particular group of sisters as well, that they have such fine leadership. If she is indeed ordained, the expectation of this community, which has employed her for, 25 years now, the expectation will be that if she goes through with the ordination, that she will resign her position, mm-hmm, and then move on to wherever the Spirit leads her. So I do ask all of you to pray for her. We're very close friends, and I support her 1,000% as she moves closer and closer to her goal. And not for herself alone, mm-hmm, as has been said so often, but for the sake of Jesus and the church and the world.
Be assured of our prayers.
I'd rather not say.
She'd rather not say. That's fine. Yeah. I think what is also important to say immediately here in our discussion is that with all of the beauty and the wonder of being ordained, either a deacon or a priest, a woman priest, we are not simply trying to just add women and stir. We are very interested in the hierarchy being altered. We are very interested in the theology being altered. We are very interested in the church being inclusive. We are very interested in liturgy being inclusive and non-hierarchical. And so if you go to a mass celebrated, presided over by a woman priest, you'll notice that there are many points of leadership in the worship, not just one. That's a symbol for what we're all about.
I hope I can formulate this clearly, but in most traditional religions, one has to attend a specific seminary in order to be eligible for ordination.
Right.
And Catholics have to attend a Catholic seminary. And I'm assuming that women cannot attend a Catholic seminary.
Well, the requirements in order to be ordained in Roman Catholic women priests is that you must come to us with a Master of Divinity.
So you could get it from any seminary?
Yes. And you have to go through a series of units that are prescribed by Patricia Friesen, whom you saw in the film. There's a whole series and battery of tests that you take, psychological exams, as well as a criminal background check. There's a long period of discernment.
So there is being developed a ministerial training for women Catholic priests, even though it's not a Catholic seminary. Is that what you're saying?
No, women come to us with an MDiv from Catholic seminaries.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
But not only Catholic
right. seminaries, yeah.
Okay.
For
now,
example, I have an MDiv from Union Theological Seminary in New York.
Okay, I wasn't clear whether women could actually attend Catholic seminaries.
Oh, yes. We're right here.
Okay.
Right? JSTB and the Franciscan School and the Dominican School. Yeah. Are there representatives of those seminaries here? Wonderful. Look at all those women's hands. All right.
I am from Minnesota.
Yay!
Previously employed by Catholic parishes for the last 16 years. Uh-huh. Attended, I have three friends there who are Roman Catholic women priests, and attended an ordination by Bishop Friesen. And I was just struck when you were talking about the theology, really struck by some of the differences in the service. In particular, I had always been uncomfortable going to Roman Catholic ordinations of men and their pledge of obedience to the bishop over basically anything else, and the women don't do that.
That's right.
For instance, and then also the laying hands of the congregation as well as only the bishop and some of those things. So, and I just wanted to let people know in Minnesota, there is a community that has started up with these women in a Methodist church.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the biggest challenges, you got to use somebody else's church when they're not using it on Sunday morning. So that's one of the challenges, I think,
right.
is trying, the traditional time to go to church is Sunday morning, so they've got to go Sunday night, or they've got to be at other times,
that's right.
And that's a bit of a challenge. And then I just had one question. Do you happen to know the status of Roy Bourgeot, as far as, because he, I know, had refused to recant and everything, and where that stands?
I know pretty much up to the moment. He is on his way to Rome. The hope is that he will have a conversation with the Pope. We shall see. He's not going alone. There are other people going with him. The Mary Knoll Order is still discerning about what they're going to do, although there has been pretty clear pressure from the Vatican to boot him out of the order. There are a lot of people, SOA Watch people, who have vowed to support him financially if that happens. Because, of course, he loses his pension, which is unfortunately what a lot of male priests are fearful of. As you know, there were, 300 Austrian priests who have recently signed a petition saying to Benedict, we disagree with you about women's ordination, we disagree with you about celibacy, we disagree with you about divorced people in the church and remarriage in the church, we disagree with you about birth control. there is a movement, very strong in Austria, to say no to this pope. As you know, there is a bishop in Australia who was asked to step aside for his even thinking about women's ordination, and a whole group of priests who have supported him in Australia. And recently, Call to Action, along with Women's Ordination Conference, created a petition in which there are over 150 priests in this country who are willing to sign their name on a petition to say that they would support women's ordination. So things are moving. Actually, I believe it's being recorded, so we'd love you to ask the question into the mic.
I found myself wondering if you, as women together, have decided on your use of liturgical vestments. And I found myself okay with that, yeah. But I was reactive to the collar, the Chicago priest. Yeah. And I wondered, you know, if you've just had discussion about that, because it was not meaningful for me to go forward with the collar.
Yeah. We have had lots of discussion about that. And I can tell you, just in general, that there's a continuum of opinions in Roman Catholic women priests. I happen to be pretty far on the left. And there are women who are conservative, who are members of our group. So there, it takes all kinds of women to be a part of this movement, and that's good. So there is a woman, for example, in Los Gatos who feels very strong, who's a woman priest, very strong about wearing the Roman collar. She feels that people approach her at conferences if she does. I myself feel very differently about that. In terms of liturgy, all of us, you see mainly from ordination is what you've been looking at. And at ordinations, there is that moment when the chasuble is used, but I haven't used mine other than that moment. And that's true, I would say, of 95% of Roman Catholic women priests. We will wear an alb usually, although I frequently don't wear that and just wear the stole. The other thing that happens at Sophia in Trinity is that everyone who takes a leadership role in the liturgy wears a stole. And so there are a lot of stoles. Almost everybody wears one. Yeah. Yes, please.
Hi, Dr. Rubin. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And this may be in regards to a comment you made a few questions back, but I was creeping on your website earlier. And on your section, several times you'd used phrases, a priesthood of all the believers.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could explain what you meant by that and how linked you saw that to female ordination, if you see the two are inexorably linked, or if you could have female ordination without a priesthood of all believers, and if women priests movement has an official stance about that. Thank you.
To my knowledge, we don't have an official stance about that, but that phrase, as you know, priesthood of all believers, is a very important phrase that we have learned well from our Protestant sisters and brothers. And it's very important to us that anyone who's been baptized should be allowed to be, if they feel called and if their community calls them forth, to be ordained. And so a priesthood of all believers is anyone who has been baptized and who is a member of the church. Did I answer your question? Okay. Yes.
Hi, Victoria. This is really about location, location, location.
Yeah.
I'm kind of confused because there seemed to be an emphasis on being ordained in a neutral place. That was why you all were mm-hmm. ordained on water or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
So my question is, are ordinations going to be continued in this neutral territory, or are they going to be in actual states or cities? Or
We are divided into five regions mm-hmm. as Roman Catholic women priests,
okay.
and I belong to the Western region. And in each of those regions, women are priests using various different generous offers from the Methodists, the Lutherans, mm-hmm. the Episcopalians. And so our ordinations now take place in those settings. We've decided to get off the boat, not because we wanted to, by the way. Because I must say, having been ordained on one, it's a great symbol. And so I miss the boat, not literally. But it is, in 2007, I think it was, two women were ordained in St. Louis in a synagogue. It was thrilling. And of course, the cardinal said, this is going to set back Jewish-Catholic relations. And of course, it did just the opposite of that. I'm looking forward to more ordinations in interfaith settings as well, since I think that's really where the world is headed.
Hi, I'm sitting in a little section of Roman Catholic women, and we're
Yay!
Saying, yes, continue on.
Yay!
A question, speaking of location, 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 I'm just wondering, are Roman Catholic women priests being ordained mostly in the United States or in North America? What's happening in Europe? I'm particularly interested in Italy, just because that is where our seat of hierarchy is.
Mm-hmm.
And are women being ordained in Italy or in countries around there, maybe also in developing countries?
Well, as I mentioned, there are two women that have just recently, in the last few months, been ordained priests in Colombia. The movement in Europe is in a very curious place. As you know, Benedict may have been elected, one of the reasons, to bring the Catholic Church back to some kind of fruition in Europe. That isn't happening. His recent, as we speak, his trip to Germany is, I think, a big attempt to get Catholics to come back to church. Because so many are leaving in Europe. So our movement has not ordained many women in Europe. The most recent ordinations have been catacomb ordinations. There are ordinations of women to priesthood in this country as well. Not many, just a few. What we call catacomb ordinations, women who, if they were out, so to speak, would lose their jobs and who don't, at this point, feel they can do that. Flora has asked me to say something about when the film is going to be released. I wish I could give you a date. Jules has just hired someone who is seeking distribution of the film. And I know she's trying to market it to public television and also to other vendors. And I'm not quite sure where that is at the moment. I'm sure that if there's anybody here from the library, from the GTU, I'm hoping that I can put you directly in touch with Jules, because I think this film needs to be in GTU's library. So let's talk about that. Otherwise, I know that women priests are trying to show it as often as possible. And if you have an idea of where you'd like to show this film, please let me know, and I would be happy to get that information to Jules. But it's in the process of being sold.
But you can get it directly.
Yes. Yeah. Any other questions?
We're going to be more informal. I think it's time to go to the reception. And I just want to say what?
A quick question.
Quick? Okay, yeah. Quick.
I want to know if there's any ordinations going on in Mexico or about to be or in the future.
We have several candidates in Mexico, but to this day and time and this year, I'm not aware of any ordinations yet there, but there will be, yes.
We're ending the formal portion of the program, but not the informal portion of the program, and there's a reception in the outer area, and so you're welcome to stay for that, and Victoria will be there, so you can keep asking your questions. But I also wanted to say, I announced this in my classes, and one of my students, I wanted Victoria to hear this, said, you know, I went on Amazon looking for the film, and they don't have it. So maybe that's the other thing is, you know, tell Amazon to get, you know, you can do that. So thank you all.